那每个国家的民情啊、风俗啊都不一样。
So every country has its own custom and tradition.
在台湾的话，我的妈妈经常出去运动啊，她会交了很多的朋友。
And then for my mom, she was in Taiwan, and during her exercise time, she will meet many new friends.
她碰到陌生人的话，会问她说，你几岁呀？
So when she saw a stranger, she would ask them, like, how old are you?
你在做什么？
What are you doing?
你有没有孩子啊？
Do you have any children?
这个老人家啊，问的话是无所谓啊，但是在美国啊，大家比较不喜欢人家这样子问。
And she's an elderly, and it's okay for her to ask such questions. But if it's in the United States, then people don't like you to ask these kind of questions.
尤其是问到个人的隐私啊，比如说你的薪水多少啊。
Especially when you ask questions that are more, more private, personal, like, what's your salary?
你的房子多少买的啦？
Or, how much money? What is the value, of your house when you purchase it?
虽然现在透过网络啊，可以去查房子的价钱。
And of course, through internet, we can check the, real estate value.
所以房子的价钱就变成比较公开呀，不是那么的秘密。
Now, the housing, pricing is no longer, as private because it's on the internet.
所以有些问题啊，我们不方便去问别人，我们也不喜欢别人来问。
So then there are some questions that, is not convenient for us to ask other people, or we also don't like other people to ask us those questions.
那一样，我们对神哈，神有些问题啊，我们也问不得。
In the same way, there are some questions that we cannot ask God.
我们请看传道书。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书第八章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
传道书第八章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 1.
传道书第八章的第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 1.
谁知智慧人呢？谁知道事情的解释呢？人的智慧使他的脸发光，并使他脸上的暴气改变。第二节。
First two。
那我劝你遵守王的命令，既指神起誓，理当如此。第三节。
First three。
不要急躁离开王的面，不要固执行恶，因为他凡事都随自己的心意而行。第四节。
First four。
那王的话本有权力，谁敢问他说你做什么呢？所以王是这句话是不能问他的，说你做什么？
So this is something we cannot ask king. What are you doing?
那再看第五节。
First five。
凡遵守命令的，必不经历祸患。智慧人的心能够辨明时候和定理。第六。
Verse 6.
各样事物的成就都有时候和定理，因为人的苦难重压在他的身上。这里是告诉我们，有些问题是不能问的。
And here tells us there are some questions we cannot ask.
尤其问说你做什么。
Especially you cannot ask, what are you doing?
你要问王的话说你做什么呢？可能要被他砍头比较快。
Because if we ask a king, what are you doing? Then it's possible that a king will put us to death.
那为什么不能够随便问他呢？
But why does that we cannot ask king such question?
因为他可以随自己的旨意行。
And because the king can do whatever he wishes.
这里说他做事情有个时候，还有定理，多有一个时候，有个定理。
And the king keeps his command, there's a certain time and judgment.
那所谓的时候跟定理啊，这个时候就是一个时间啊。定理的话，有些翻译是说审判，就是说他的时候啊，也有他的一个审判的时间呢。
And so for a king, he has his own timing, and he also has his time of judgment.
那另外一个是说他有个程序啊，那这个程序需要时间，好像我们去办移民啊，那也是要时间呢。
And or in another interpretation is that everything has its own progression, which is a course of time.
那有些圣经是说这个什么时候做什么事情啊，什么时候要做哪件事情啊，就是什么时候还要做哪件事情啊，这个智慧的人都知道。
So there's a time for everything to accomplish, and these things are in the heart of the wise.
所以神做事情是有原则的。
So for God, he has a principle. when he do things.
所以我们来看到神做事情既然有个时候，那么他做事情人应该可以理解的。
So then, for everything, God did these things according to his timing, and men will be able to understand.
所以为什么不能问他说你做什么呢？
So why can we ask him, what are you doing?
因为他做事情已经有一个时候了，时间表，还有一个程序。
Because for God, he did things according to his own plan, own timing, and own progression.
好，像我们去办移民，也写得很清楚啊。要经过什么程序，每个程序要多久时间，比如说他写说，这个要七个工作天，才会回你的信，
For instance, when we apply for immigration, on the form, it would tell us that there's a certain time we have to wait. For instance, you have to wait after you submit the form, you have to wait for 7 business days.
那一般的申请护照的话，申请签证是5个工作天。
Or if you apply for a visa, then maybe you have to wait for 5 business days.
所以这些都是有一个过程，既然是过程的话，当然是需要时间去办理。
So there is a progression for all these things. So since there's a progression, it takes time.
既然是这样子的话，就不用再问了。
So if that's the case, then there's no need for us to ask this question.
在等候签证的时间之内，你在5天之内，你去问的话，他一定会告诉你说，那个表你没看到啊，那个申请表里面已经写那么清楚了，你还问。
So after you apply for a visa, and then if you go back and ask them within 5 business days, they will tell you, why do you ask again? Isn't the rule was already on the form?
所以有些时间跟这个程序，神已经告诉我们很清楚了。
So then God also told us explicitly of his timing and progression of things.
所以可见呢，神已经说明了。
So God already explained these things to us.
那既然是说明的话，已经讲过了，就不用再问了。
So since he already explained to us, then there's no need for us to ask him again.
再问的话，他肯定会生气，昨天讲过了。
If you ask him again, he might be angry and said, "Oh, I already told these things to you."
好，请看约伯记。
Let's turn to the book of Job.
约伯记33章。
Job chapter 33.
33章14节。
33:14. Job 33:14.
神说一次两次，世人却不理会啊！所以可见神已经说过了啦。神已经约伯记33:14.
Job chapter 33:4, and God said it many times already, but people do not understand.
你的版本是 many times 啊。
God speaks in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive it.
Oh, 不是 many times, 神 many times, 一次两次就已经很不得了了。
So God said speak in one way or in another.
你看，神透过各种管道是 one way, 还是 another way, 就是反正是一定要让人听得到了。
So God said it in one way or another so that man can hear it.
你听不到，你听不清楚，神可以再讲一次啊。
So if you can't hear it the first time, then God will say it again.
所以神已经讲过了。
So God said it already.
可是现在问题是世人却不理会。
But now the problem is, yet man does not perceive it.
不是没说过哦。
It's not that God didn't mention about it.
所以神以后的审判的话是很公平的。
So when it comes to God's judgment, he's very fair.
因为神都说过了的。
Because God said it already.
因此我们就不需要去可怜那些，他们能够得救吗？他们很可怜啊，他们没有听到道理呀。
So we don't have to question the fact that they're so pitiful or those people never heard the truth before.
那其实神很公平，都已经讲过了。
Because God is very fair, He already speak in one way or another.
可是人却是不理会。
But yet it's man who does not perceive it.
不理会的意思就是不放在心上，就不把它当成一回事。
So man does not perceive it, meaning that they do not take it to heart. They do not think these things are important.
比如说我们在谈末世末日。
For instance, we're talking about the coming of the end day.
主耶稣要来审判。
And that's when Lord Jesus Christ will come and his judgment will arrive.
他就讲了复活的事情。
And also about his resurrection.
那谁在理会？
But who perceive it?
大家享受现在比较实际。
Because all men, they wanted to enjoy what they have right now, because that's what's real for them. 将来的事情还是
看不到。
And the thing in the future, they cannot see.
眼睛一闭上，什么都结束了。
So they thought to themselves, as long as I close my eyes, then everything will be gone.
So 对于未来的事情永生的问题， 永生的事情很多人不关心的。
So when it comes to the future, when it comes to the matter relating to eternity, many people, they do not care for it.
啊，再看十五节。
Go to verse 15.
人躺在床上沉睡的时候啊，神就用梦和夜间的异象啊，十六节，开通他们的耳朵啊，将当说的教训印在他们心上。十七节。
17.
好叫人啊，不从自己的计谋，不行啊，骄傲。的事啊，男十八节，男主人不陷于坑里，不死在刀下。所以你看，连睡觉的时候啊，睡觉的时候，神都用梦啊来告诉人呐、啊。
Even when men are sleeping in a dream, God showed them vision of the night.
所以有些时候你会听到那些梦话者哈，哎，他也曾经做过梦嘿。
So then sometimes you hear true seekers said, "Oh, I had a dream."
啊，有个梦话者哈，啊，有个梦话者他是。梦到哈，那主耶稣要跟他握手了哈，要跟他握手，啊握不到，他很伤。他本来是啊一个教派的信徒，一个另外一个教派的信徒。
So there was a true seeker. He dreamed about that, and in his dream that God wanted to hold his hand, but God couldn't shake his hand. And at the time he was a Christian from another denomination.
啊，因为他以前在其他教会很多年呢。
And then he was in his church for many, many years.
啊，他是其他教会的长老。
And he was an elder in that denomination.
啊，现在主耶稣出现，他很高兴啊，要握主耶稣的手，可是在怎么握都是握不到。
And now the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him, so he was delighted, and he wanted to shake his hand, but he couldn't reach Lord Jesus Christ.
那他问传道啊，传道告诉他说，因为你以前信那个教哈、啊，那个洗礼呀、啊、是没有功效的， so, 你的罪还存在。
So then he asked the pastor from the church, and the pastor explained to him because before where you were baptized, Baptism is ineffective.
啊，所以他出来慕道啊。
So that's why he continued to true seek.
那后来明白道理，他都要接受洗礼。
So then later on, when he understand the truth, then he baptized again.
啊，他还领受了圣灵。
And then he received Holy Spirit.
那这个事情呢？这个事情哈，我不是讲了很多次啊。
And I didn't mention this testimony many times.
啊。那有一个慕道者啊，他有这个肠癌。
So there was another true seeker who had stomach cancer.
啊，其实我从来没有见过他。
Intestines cancer, and I never met this true seeker.
那是因为有一位信徒啊，介绍说他有个朋友啊，罹患这个大肠癌啊，说要我去跟他见面啊，传福音给他。
So then there was a member from our church, and then told me about this truth seeker who had a colon cancer, and wanted me to preach the truth seeker.
那他以前呢不曾经跟我们教会接触。
And then this truth seeker had never come to our church before.
也没有人传过福音给他。
And then there was no one ever preached the truth to him.
啊，他是属于这个本来是信天主教的。
And then Originally, he believed in Catholicism.
啊，他跟我说他做一个梦。
Then 是男的吗？
他做一个梦。
是男，他是男的吗？
啊，对不起，他是男生。
And then, so this true seeker, he said, he shared with me that he had a dream.
啊，他这个梦啊，就是跟啊前面那个梦哈啊一样，完全一样的。
And then the dream he had is this exactly the same as the dream he had.Before.
那根据第一个人哈，他后来的信主啊，他的梦意思就是要告诉他说，你以前受洗那个没有什么功效了。
It was the same dream as the dream I just shared with you with the first true seeker. So what Lord Jesus Christ was trying to convey to him was that your baptism was ineffective.
因为那个不是合乎圣经的洗礼。
Because the baptism you received wasn't according to the mold recorded in the Bible.
所以第一个慕道者。他有来信了。
So then the first true seeker, after the vision, he came and believed in God.
那第二个他有同样的梦啊。
So then the second true seeker also had a similar dream.
那很奇妙，他也没有听过我在见证啊。
Or the same dream, and then it's miraculous because this second true seeker have never heard my testimony.
没有人告诉他，因为他从来没有跟我们教会的人接触过的。
And then no one ever told him what the dream mean because he never had any conversation with our members.
结果。两个人做同样的梦。
But then these two true seekers, they both had the same dream.
所以，真的人躺在床上在沉睡的时候，在睡觉的时候，神也会用梦来告诉他们当走的路线呢。
So indeed, even in a dream, in a vision of the night, God will show His people the way they should walk on.
那意思就是要告诉他们走在正路上。
And it is to tell them that you have to walk on the right path.
那所以要问什么？不用问啊，神都已经告诉大家了。
So there's no need for you to ask anything because God already explained these things to you.
所以有些时候是神已经说过了哈。
So sometimes God already say it in one way or another.
啊，所以我们现在查看有哪些事情是神已经。
So now that's we're going to study. What are some of the things that God already told us?
那第一个哈
，First thing，
神已经说了个时候满足啊，有个时间啊，时候满足。
God told us that the time is fulfilled. That there is a time.
那这个时候呢？这个时候神什么时间啊？神也说过的。
And then what time? God also already mentioned.
往看加拉太书那边说，时候满足啊，耶稣基督就出生了。
And then Book of Galatians said, when the time is
due, 时候满足了
when the time is fulfilled,
这个时间到了，时间到了，耶稣基督
when time is here, is right, then comes the birth of Lord Jesus Christ.
这个时间呢，时间也是神已经告诉大家了
So this timing, God already explained to people.
那神告诉大家，必须要等他。
And God said to people that you have to wait for me.
因为神总是有个时间表。
Because for God, there's a timetable.
啊，这个时间表神说了，就是要等他。
So then God told us about His timetable and want us to wait for Him.
因为神也不可能告诉人啊正确的时间呢。
Because God will not tell man the exact time.
啊，神就是要人能够耐心的等候。
Because God wanted man to wait for Him patiently.
啊，以前有些人啊就不能够。等候了
But before, some people they couldn't wait.
比如扫罗王，他还是不能够等候这个撒母耳的来到啊。
It's just like King Saul, he couldn't wait for the arrival of Prophet Samuel.
那亚哈斯呢？他也是不能够等候。
And it's just like King Ahab couldn't wait.
我们请看历代志下哈。
Let's turn to Second Kings.
历代志下。
Second Kings.
28:22。
Chapter 28, verse 22.
历代志下28:22。
Second Chronicles, chapter 28:22。
这亚哈斯王在极难的时候，越发得罪神啊！22。
22。
这个亚哈斯王在极难的时候，越发得罪神。
So Ahaz.Now, in the time of his distress, King Ahaz became increasingly unfaithful to the Lord. Because he was impatient, he couldn't wait anymore. And it was urgent, and he couldn't wait for God's timing. And the matter was so urgent that he couldn't wait. He had to find some other way to solve his problem. So then he asked for kings of Syria to help him.
So he was in distress, he was not willing, he had no patience to wait for God's help.
And during this time of disaster, he couldn't wait for God to help him.
So, 神已经提供一个时间
so then God already set up a timing.
但这个时间他没有说明得很清楚
But then he didn't explain the time exactly.
那他可以讲得很清楚啊
And God can say it clearly.
那他为什么又不说得很清楚呢
But why God didn't explain to him
the exact time? 他为什么叫人不用去问呢
Why he said that you don't have to ask?
他希望大家能够耐心训练一个耐心的品格，属灵的品格。
Because he wanted to train his people so that they can have a virtue of patience.
那神的作为也是必须要透过这个时空来进行啊。
Because God's work also has to go according, also has to be accomplished through time.
那在这个时空进行的时候，他往往是会让人碰到很多的难题。
So then when God's work is solely accomplished in the time of man, he
要让人的资源都已经用尽的
He wanted to wait until man is running out of his resources.
So that's
why we said the end of a man is the beginning of God's work.
神就说让人一直耗费他的精力，一直耗费他的方法。
Because God wanted man to use up all his resources and do all that he could do.
当人觉得我已经没有办法了，我必须要依靠神。
So that when man come to that end, then he will realize that I can't do anything anymore. I have to rely on God.
那个时候就是时候已经满足了。
So then that's when it's the fullness of time.
所以我们就是越早承认自己的无能。
So then the earlier we can realize our own inability.
啊，承认自己有限。
And then when we realize that we are limited.
那神就越早在我们身上有所作为。
Then the faster we can see the work of God in us.
那我们请看诗篇的三十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 37.
诗篇三十七篇。
Psalm 37.
三十七篇第五节。
Psalm 37, verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
当将你的事交托神，并倚靠他，他就必成全。那这句好像看起来很简单。
And then it seems like this is something easy to do.
啊，说要交托神呢。
Coming your way to the Lord.
我们碰到困难的时候，大家嘴巴也是讲啊，交托神呢。
So when we encounter difficulties, everyone will say to you, "Oh, just commit your way to
the Lord." 要依靠他，因为他会成全呢。
Trust in Him because then He will make it, bring it to pass.
好，那我们有困难的时候，就是希望神能够赶快来呀，帮忙解决呀。
Then when we are in difficulties, we hope that God can hurry His way and come and help us.
但是神有神的方法。
But God has His own way.
他做的事情最主要的就是要让他的名得到荣耀。
And whatever He do, the key of all things is that through His people He can receive glory.
所以在神成全以前呢，这个一定有一个时间。
So before God bring it to pass, there is a problem with time.
所以我们刚刚讲过这个时间跟定理就是有一个时间，还有个程序。
And because that as earlier the verses we read earlier that there's a time and progression or judgment to all things.
比如说我们申请到移民局申请证件也是一样。
And it's the same way when we apply different kind of status through immigration.
我们神帮助我们能够去申请。
So God help us that so that we can submit our application.
让我们一切都很顺利。
And then we ask God to guide us so that everything can be smooth.
批准的人也是人呢。
And then those who approve the application, they are also men.
他也是需要时间来看呢。
And then they also need time to go through the form.
看完以后他批准他盖印章也是要去过邮局来送他信件呢。
And then after they approve the form, they put a stamp on it. They also need a mailman to deliver the form.
所以是不是这些都需要时间嘛？
So isn't all these takes time?
这个人一天，那个人在两天，加起来就三天，再另外一个人又花一天时间来送信。
So like maybe this person would take one day to complete, another person 2 days, total 3 days, and you need another day to deliver the letter.
好，所以第七节。
Verse 7.
你当默然倚靠神，耐心等候他。所以要耐心，因为这个有时间的，有一个程序的。
And rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him, because there is a time for all things, so we have to wait patiently.
所以时候满足神有神的时间。
So when the time comes, God has His own timing.
神不会告诉我们什么时候。
But God will not tell us the exact time.
但是我们必须要耐心等候。
But we have to wait patiently for Him.
再请看雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
第七节。
James chapter 5, verse 7.
第五章第七节。
James chapter 5, verse 7.
弟兄们你们要忍耐，只等到主来，看那农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，只等到得了秋雨春雨。第八节。
Verse 8.
那你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近的。第九节。
Verse 9.
弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。看那审判的主站在门前的。那这里是告诉我们对事情要忍耐。
Here tell us that we have to wait patiently and have endurance.
那忍耐的原因就是因为背后有个盼望。
And then the reason we can endure or we can wait is because we have that hope.
我们要等候神所应许的。
And we are waiting for the promise of God.
但是这个神已经说过了。
And that is something that God mentioned before.
既然说过的话，就不用再问，我们只能够忍耐等候。
And since God already said it before, there's no need for us to ask. We just have to wait patiently.
第一个是时候满足了。神的定义跟时候，就神已经说过的部分是时候满足了。
So then, because God already mentioned about it, so God, we know that God has His own time and progression of things.
那第二个，
the second thing,
神所告诉我们就是种什么说什么。
Is that God also mentioned that you will sow what you reap, you reap what you sow.
所以，假如一个人呢，像该隐呢，他嫉妒他的。弟弟。
And for instance, Cain, he was jealous of his younger brother.
那他平常的行为啊，大概神也看不上眼呢。
And then, God was, his daily action was also unpleasant in the sight of God.
那后来两个人都献祭啊。
So in the end, both of them offered sacrifices.
那该隐是第一个献呢。
And Cain, he offered his sacrifice first.
所以该隐是带头的人呢。
So Cain, he was the leader.
啊，可能他弟弟亚伯还不知道要献祭呀。
And then maybe even his younger brother Abel didn't know he needs to give an offering.
那该隐呢？他第一个啊，献给神。
So Cain, as the firstborn, he offered his sacrifice to God.
啊，可是神不接纳他。
But then his sacrifice wasn't accepted by God.
所以他很生气呀。
So he was angry.
那可能他问神说：“为什么你不收我的祭物啊？”
And then he questioned God. God, why don't you why my sacrifice is not pleasant in your sight?
事实上也不用问啊。
But then he actually doesn't have to ask that question.
因为神已经说了，你种什么就收什么。
Because God already mentioned before that you will reap what you sow.
你要种嫉恨的话，就收败坏呀。
那 if you sow hatred, then what you reap will be corruption.
骄傲的话，就会收麻风病。
And then if you're arrogant, then you will reap leprosy.
好像这个乌西亚王他骄傲啊。
It's just like King Uzziah, he was prideful.
这个祭司们的话他都听不进去。
And he couldn't hear what the priest has to say to him.
因为他已经是目中无人了。
Because in his eyes, he can also only see himself.
后来他说，长了头额上就长了大麻风。
So then later on, leprosy broke out from his forehead.
那他可能在问神呢。
And then perhaps he also asked God.
我要进去献祭。
That I'm going to go into your temple to offer sacrifice.
为什么我头额上会有大麻风？
But then why I have leprosy in my forehead?
一样的不用问。
It's the same that he doesn't have to ask.
因为神说你种什么就会收什么。
And because God said before that you will reap what you sow.
因为这是人生的定律。
And because that's the principle of life.
啊，请看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第六章第七节。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 7.
说不要自欺啊，神是轻慢不得的啊。
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked.
人种的是什么，说的也是什么。
Well, whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
啊，所以就不需要抱怨说，你看我献祭啊，我是第一个献祭的。
So then you don't have to ask that God. I'm the one that who offers sacrifice first.
啊，你看神都不听我的。
Then why God, you don't listen to me?
所以你说神公平吗？
So then you question God, are you fair?
那当然，大家不知道的人哈，说哎呀，真的啊，神是不公平的。
So for those who didn't know the whole story, maybe they will also agree that yes, God is not fair.
但是他自己本身就知道了。
But then for himself, he knew what happened.
所以就是说人不要自欺啊，神是轻慢不得的。
So then he says that men do not be deceived, for God is not mocked.
所以要想想自己是种什么。
So we have to first ask ourselves what we are sowing.
啊，所以有些人啊碰到困难呢。
And so some people, when they encounter difficulties,
好像其他弟兄姐妹都得到神的祝福啊。
And then it seems like all the other brothers and sisters receive God's blessing.
那为什么他得不到神的祝福？
And then he questioned, how come I did not receive any blessing?
反而遭了很多的麻烦。
And then why right now I'm encountering all these troubles?
就好像神呢不公平啊。
And just as if God is not fair.
就要抱怨神啊。
So started complaining against God.
那表面上听起来，哎，他也是很有道理啊。
And on the surface, it seems like his complaint is legit.
啊，他可能也是很热心聚会啊。
Because perhaps he also come and attend service.
啊，也是做圣工啊。
And he also do holy works.
但是神是不能够轻慢，就不能够欺骗的。
But then God is could not be deceived, and he is not mocked.
因为神是看着内心的
，because God sees the heart of man。
所以这里才告诉我们不要自欺啊，自己欺骗自己。
So that's why here is telling us that we should not deceive ourselves。
因为自己种什么，自己最清楚啊。
Because we know what we are sowing。
啊，自己不认真读书。
For instance, if we do not study hard,
成绩考不好
and then we do not have a good grade,
自己在公司里面不认真上班
or if we didn't work hard in a company,
结果在升迁的时候没有必要升迁呢
and then so for in, when it comes to promotion, that you didn't go up,
甚至于被公司就解除职务
or even you are laid off,
也不能够埋怨啊。
But then you cannot complain.
但埋怨的时候，大家也可能会觉得你很有道理啊。
But sometimes when you complain, other hear people hear about it, maybe they think yes, it's reasonable.
但是其实自己最清楚啊。
But then, in reality, that yourself, you know, what's the real reason?
人家种什么就说什么。
Because whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
那第三个神已经说了的部分呢？
And then the third point, God also mentioned as well.
请看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第九章第六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6.
九章六节。
Chapter 9 verse 6.
哥林多后书第九章第六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6.
少种的少说，多种的多说，这话是真的。
But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who and this is true.
少种的一定是少说了。
So if you sow sparingly, then you will reap sparingly.
因为你的种子少啊。
Because you don't have that many seed.
在这一些撒十个成功的成功率又不多。
If you sow 10 seeds, then the success rate is not that high.
那所以更少。
So then, you will reap even less.
可是多说的人，多种的人呢？
But he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully because he sows many seed.
他可能是说这边不成功的话，那边也可以成功啊。
So perhaps if this part of the ground didn't grow any.
所以他就很认真的在撒种啊。
Didn't have any growth, but then the other part would have growth, and then he sows bountifully.
所以他都种了很多的种子。
So then he put in a lot of seed.
因为他说了就比其他人多。
So then when he when it comes to time of harvest, then he will reap more than other people.
所以不能够埋怨说自己为什么少收啊。
So then we can complain why we reap sparingly.
可能自己就少种啊。
Perhaps it's because you also sow sparingly.
So 神已经说过了，少种的少说，多种的多说。
And God already said that he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
万一有一天我们少说的话，也要问自己啊，就不需要再问神了。
So if one day we reap sparingly, we have to ask ourselves. We don't have to ask God.
因为凡事都有时候跟定理一个程序的。
Because for all things, there's a time and judgment to it all. There's a principle.
那这个定理就是少种的少说，多种的多说。
And the principle is that those who sow sparingly will reap sparingly, and those who sow bountifully will also reap bountifully.
那再看第八节。
Verse 8.
神能将各样的恩惠多多加给你们啊，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样的善事啊。那这些少种的人啊，少种的人就是他吝啬啊，他舍不得给别人。
So those who sow sparingly, they are stingy, and then they're reluctant to give other people.
因为他很害怕损失。
Because they're afraid of loss.
损失自己的时间。
And they're afraid that they will spend their time.
损失自己的体力。
Oh, they don't want to put in more effort.
所以他都不愿意付出给别人。
They are not willing to sacrifice more for other people.
他不愿意在别人的身上投资。
And they are not willing to invest their time and energy on other people.
就在别人身上少种。
So then they sow sparingly when it comes to other people.
所以也就是说，我们有句话说，对别人宽容其实是对自己好。
So then that's why there's a saying that when you are generous to other people, you are actually doing yourself some good.
那帮助别人就等于在帮助自己啊。
Because when you are helping other people, you're actually helping yourself.
帮助别人就在他身上，他在他身上投资，在他身上在种一些种子。
When you're investing your time on other people, it's just like you are sowing seed.
那到时候就会收成了。
And then toward the end, you will have harvest.
因为神能够将恩惠啊，各样的恩惠啊，充足的加给人，使那一个人能够多行善事。
And because verse 8, God is able to make all grace abound toward you.That you always having all sufficiency in all things.
所以有些时候我们要在别人身上投资。
So then we have to invest in other people.
投资时间。
We have to invest our time.
他以后也是会给你时间的。
And in the future, the person will also return you some time.
神也会给你时间。
And God will also give you time.
他以后也会回来帮助。
And then in the end, that person will also come back to help you.
好，那最后一个哈。
And lastly,
有跟这个苦难的问题。
And it has to do with
苦难。
It has to do with suffering.
因为这个苦难是很现实的，苦难没有人能判断苦难的来临。
And because the suffering is often very real, and no one hope to undergo suffering.
那平常大家都说这个苦难呢是没有一个答案呢，也不需要问谁呀。
Usually, people said there is no answer to suffering, and then there is no one that you need to ask.
哎，有些事情呢已经发生了，就发生了。
Because same these.Things already happen.
比如说你的车子为什么会被撞呢？
For instance, why do other people hit your car?
好像没办法，刚那个时间点啊，在那里啊。
But it just seems like it's inevitable. It's just during that time and then in that location.
啊，一个人为什么会生病呢？
And why that person is sick?
啊，为什么会中风啊？
And why that person got a stroke?
啊，为什么会生癌症？
Why that person had cancer?
很多事情呢，也好像没有答案。
It seems like all these things, there's no answer to it.
啊，是不是真的没有答案呢？
But is that true?
啊，其实也是有答案的。
In actuality, there is answer.
这个是神已经告诉我们的。
And God told us the answer before.
所以就不需要再问哈。
So that we don't have to ask.
啊，这个是什么答案呢？
So what's the answer?
我们先来看这个约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
来看约翰福音第九章。
Gospel of John, chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章第一节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 1.
约翰福音九章第一节。
John chapter 9 verse 1.
耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人啊，生来是瞎眼的。门徒问耶稣说：“拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯的罪呢？是这人还是他父母呢？”第三节。
Three.
那耶稣回答说：“也不是这个人犯的罪，也不是他父母亲犯的罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。”所以瞎眼是很可怜的。
So it's the blind man is quite pitiful.
那也就是一个患难呢。
It's also a suffering.
大家在讨论说，这个他怎么会遭受患难呢
？So then his disciples started asking, why this person received this kind of suffering?
那是他本身犯罪，还是他的父母亲犯罪
？Who sinned? Is this man or his parents?
那主耶稣说都不是。
And Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. So this is a principle. So then now there's an answer to this suffering. So through suffering, can see the work of God. It's to reveal God's glory. So that through our sufferings, God's glory can be revealed. And then this, and to undergo the suffering, it's like a process for us. But then very few is willing to receive suffering.
假如是苦难啊，只是说两天三天的，没关系啊，反正痛一痛啊。
But if the suffering is only lasted for 2 to 3 days, then perhaps it's okay.
那但是万一只要是苦难要一个星期，哎，怎么还没有结束？两个星期也没结束，一个月还没结束。
But what if the suffering lasted for 1 week or 2 weeks or even 2 months?
那就很辛苦啊。
Then it's going to be very hard.
啊，这个人就问说，哎呀，要到什么时候？要到几时啊
？So then maybe that person will ask, Lord, how long?
那但是呢，这个苦难都是有答案的。
But then to all suffering, there is an answer.
This is to 造就美好的人生啊。
And which is to which is to build up a beautiful life.
那人生啊，假设没有这个苦难的话，那就不完美啊。
Because in life, if there is no sufferings, then it is not perfect.
我们看这些老兵啊，他们经常在说以前打仗的时候怎么样啊，怎么辛苦啊。
You see, that some veterans they will share that oh, back then during the time of war, we lived such a life of suffering.
啊，有位将军啊，女将军啊，她已经过世了。
And there was a,
他活到97岁。
There was a commander in the army, and he lived until 97 years old. But now he already passed away.
那这位弟兄啊，他经常提到他以前打仗事情。
And this brother, he often recalled the time when he was in war.
他说他们以前啊是啊没有水喝的时候，要喝什么？
And he said, you know, during that time, there's no water to drink. Do you know what we have to drink?
哎，喝自己的尿啊。
We have to drink our own urine.
所以自己小便的时候，那个尿要保存起来呀。
So then when we urinate, we have to save those urine.
当然大家经常觉得很不可思议，很恶心的。
And then people were so, they couldn't believe that he had to do that.
但是战争的时候，这是一个很难得的体验啊。
But then it's a very special experience to go through war.
被敌军追的时候，他必须要藏在那个死人堆里头啊。
Because, for instance, like the time when the army was chasing after them, he had to hide himself in tombs.
以前这些苦难啊。
But all the suffering that he had gone through.
现在他们回想起来，
Now,
很美好啊。
When he recalled these memories, they are beautiful.
也是一个很美好的见证啊。
It's also a beautiful testimony.
也是美一个很美好的体验啊。
It's also a beautiful experience.
这为什么我们年轻人呢、啊，也都很喜欢到非洲去做义工啊
？And that's why some youth they love to go to Africa to do missionary work.
当然，在非洲那些物质啊很缺乏。
Because in Africa, they are lacking a lot of things.
啊，在那里啊，要传福音也是很辛苦的。
And it is also very hard to preach.Preach there.
那什么都很不方便。
There, everything is inconvenient.
但是对年轻人就是一种体验呢。
But for youth, this is another experience.
这是在美国体验不到的。
This is something that you cannot experience in the United States.
所以很多人很喜欢去非洲做义工啊。
So that's why some people they like to do volunteer work in Africa.
因为苦难本身就是人生完美的一部分呢。
Because to go through suffering is part of building of a beautiful life.
当我讲这句话，可能很多人想不通，也不同意啊。
And perhaps not many people will agree what I'm saying.
因为在当时呢，谁都想不通，我也不同意啊。
Because when you are in that situation, perhaps you couldn't figure out the answer.
那是要事后回想起来才知道啊。
But it's later on when you see it from hindsight.
好，我们请看《传道书》第三章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
传道书第三章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 10.
第十。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
我见神叫世人劳苦，使他们在其中受经验啊，这个受苦的经验啊。传道书第三章十一节。
3, verse 11.
然而神造万物，各按其时成为美好啊，各按其时神造万物。你看造温的要造那个狮子来咬人的啦。
So he has made everything beautiful in its time, and also including lions who devoured people.
所以这些也是会伤人的。
And some also harm other people.
但是他说各按其时成为美好。
But everything is beautiful in its time.
又要将永生来安置在人的心里。
And also he has put eternity in their hearts.
难道神自始至终的作为啊，人不能够参透
？Except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end.
所以苦难就是要成为美好。
So the purpose of suffering is that toward the end it can be good.
那为什么苦难成为美好的一部分呢？
And how can a suffering be part of this goodness?
那不苦难的话，人的心就不会转向永生了。
Because if there's no suffering, then man's heart will not turn to eternity.
因为大家都很舒服了，何必信耶稣啊？
Because everyone already live a comfortable life, why do they still have to believe in Lord Jesus?
所以有些时候，我们跟这些退休的人哈说啊，你有时间来教会的。
So when you say to those who are retired and ask them to come to church when they have time,
他说他不需要啊。
And they will say, there's no need.
啊，他生活过得很好啊。
Now I live comfortably.
啊，几天到几天，星期几到星期几去打高尔夫球啊，去游泳呢。
From this time to this time, from this day to this day, I can go play golf, I can go swim.
啊，跟朋友吃饭啊。
I can go eat with my friend.
啊，真的，他生活过得很舒适。
So that I have a comfortable life.
他不需要什么。
So I don't need God.
啊，在物质上他一无所缺的。
And material wise, that I'm not lacking anything.
啊，身体也健康。
I also have a good health.
啊，儿女的事业也很顺利啊。
And my children, they're having good careers.
啊，你说他需要什么
？So do you think this kind of people need God?
啊，你要说来教会，他不会来呀。
So if you invite them to church, they wouldn't come.
啊，但是假如他经历苦难。
But if that person is undergoing suffering.
啊，假如他晚上啊，在莫名其妙睡不着觉。
If that person couldn't sleep at night.
啊，假如他生病了。
If that person felt sick.
啊，他可能就会想想啊。
Then perhaps they will start to ponder.
也可以考虑呀。
And maybe they will think about it.
啊，来教会看看。
Maybe they will think to say to themselves, maybe I can just come to
church. 啊，或许他病就得到好转了。
And then later on, their sickness is healed.
或许他晚上就能够睡得着啊。
And perhaps later they can sleep at night.
哎，所以就是要造就美好的人生啊。
So is to suffering is to build a bit of life.
啊，所以不管是哪个原因，就是要造就美好的人生。
So it doesn't matter what reason it is behind it is to build a bit of life.
因为啊。神造万物各样，其实成为美好，绝对的美好。
And because God has made everything beautiful in its time.
好，那我们再来说哈，神，这是为什么不要问？因为神已经说过了。
So then, that's why we don't ask because God said it already.
那第二个部分为什么不要问？
So the first part, why don't we ask?
因为问了神了不会说。
Because even if you ask, God will not tell you.
啊，我们来看约伯记啊。
Let's turn to the book of Job.
约伯记三十三章。
Job 33.
三十三章十三节。
33:13.
十三节。
13.
你为何与他争论呢？因为他的事啊，都不对人解说啊，他不跟人说的。
So then, why do you contend with him? He does not give any accounting.He does not give an accounting of any of his words.
啊，再看传道书的第八章十七节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 17.
传道书八章十七节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, 17.
我就看明神的一切作为啊，直到人查不出日光之下所做的事，啊，任凭他费多少心力啊巡查，都查不出来。就是智慧人虽想知道，也是查不出来的哈。
And I saw all the work of 17. Then I saw all the work of God that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. For though a man labors to discover it, yet he will not find it. Moreover, though a wise man attempt to know it, he will not able to find it.
好，再看诗啊，这个《生命记》哈。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记二十九章二十九节。
Chapter 29, verse 29.
生命记二十九章二十九节。
Deuteronomy 29:29.
二十九章二十九节。
29:29。
隐秘的事啊，是属主我们神的啊；唯有明显的事，是永远属于我们和我们子孙的。好，叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。
The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of His law.
所以神的旨意啊，有两个部分，一个部分是隐秘的。
So for God's will, there are two levels. Well, one part of it is hidden.
一个是明显的。
And another part He will reveal to.
好，那什么是隐秘的？
So what are some of the things that are secret?
隐秘就是圣经啊都没有提的。
So the secret things are the things that's not that doesn't talk that's not in the Bible.
跟救恩没有关系。
Because it has nothing to do with salvation.
所以就不用问。
So that's why we don't have to ask.
啊，可是啊，这个小朋友一直问说恐龙的问题啊。
But then little children they keep on asking if there's existence of dinosaurs.
每次学生灵会都在问。
And every spiritual convocation they will ask this question.
还要问这些鬼怪的问题呀、啊、
？And also ask about ghosts.
因为他们看了很多这个什么、啊、这个 Harry Potter 什么那个书啊。
And because I read about Harry Potter.
所以看了很多这鬼怪的。
So they read about like, spirits or ghosts, monsters.
那还是问说这个地球年龄，地球到底是有几亿年，还是说按照圣经的年代几千年而已
？And they also ask about how old is Earth? Is it just only thousands of years as recorded in the Bible, or is it billions of years?
圣经啊，不是一本科学的书。
So a Bible is not a scientific book.
因为这些事情都跟救恩没有关系。
And because these things has nothing to do with salvation.
所以神也没有交代得很清楚。
So that's why God didn't tell us these things clearly.
其实很多事情啊，神没有交代得很清楚的。
There are actually a lot of things that God didn't mention about it.
当然，可能有很多神学家就猜呀、啊，猜这个，猜那个，都是猜的。
So then many theologists, they will make prediction or they just guess.
So 不用问了。
So we don't have to ask.
因为圣经没有提呀。
Because the Bible didn't mention about it. So no one knows.
第二个哈，神不说什么，人的连线跟所住的疆界。
So then the next thing God is about man's boundary and how long a man will live.
不相信的话，你可以透过禁食祷告问神说：“神啊，我可以活几岁啊？告诉我什么时候会死亡。”
For instance, you can fast and pray and ask God, God, let me, please let me, reveal to me that how long I will live and when I will die.
神也不会告诉人呢。
But then God doesn't tell these things to men.
这个是神的奥秘。
Because these are the hidden things of God.
所以我们不要问了，说整天的快乐度日子。
So that we don't have to ask these things, we just live happily every day.
将来要住哪里？所住的疆界也是不用问。
And also, we don't have to ask God about where we're going to live.
要可以问的话，我早知道以后会来派来这个尔湾的话，早就买房子，对不对？十年以前先买一栋房子，便宜的时候，你看现在，我都不用说要找不到房子。
So if I know where I'm going to live, for instance, that I'm going to come back here to Irvine, then about 10 years ago, I would just buy a house when the housing market is still affordable.
还是问说神啊，这个股票什么时候会上涨下跌啊？这个还是不用问的。
And then you also don't have to ask God about the stock market, which stock will go up, which one will go down.
所以很多跟我们信仰是没有关系的。
Because a lot of things has nothing to do with our faith.
啊，这个也是不用问。
So these things, there's no need to ask.
问的话是多问了，神也不会回答。
Because even if you ask, you will not receive an answer from God.
啊，所以我们做个结论啊。
So now we're going to have a conclusion.
那不能向神问的问题，为什么不能问
？So why these are the questions that we don't ask God?
因为他已经说过了。
Because first he already said these things to us.
都很清楚的写在圣经上。
And it's also already recorded clearly in the Bible.
啊，就是要遵行神的旨意啊，要敬畏神啊，去做的人就有福了。
Which is to fear God and to follow His commandments, and those who do these things will be blessed.
那为什么不能问
？And so why can we ask?
因为啊，在问也没用啊，神也没说啊。
So
神他不说的。
The reason we don't ask is because even if you ask, then God will not tell you these things are hidden.
神怎么创造太阳啊？
How did God create the sun?
神怎么创造宇宙啊？
How did God create the universe?
有没有恐龙啊？大家也很想知道啊。
Is there a dinosaur? Many people wanted to know these things.
你们是不是很好奇啊？
And are you curious?
也想知道啊。
And would you want to know?
这些神也不会说。
But then God will not tell us.
因为我们也听不清楚啊，
because、
听不明白啊。
Even if you tell us, we will not be able to comprehend.
因为那么久远的年代。
Because it was so long ago.
这个跟救恩啊没有关系。
And these things has nothing to do with our salvation.
圣经也没有特别提到。
So that's why the Bible also didn't mention about it.
所以我们就分成两个部分了、
So then, so these are the two reasons why we don't ask.
所以我们就每天呢、过日子。
So then we live day by day.
啊，只要敬畏神。
And we have to fear God.
啊，每天呢，快活度日。
And every day we live according to our purpose.
啊，唱诗。
Just sing hymn.